Good morning, Greater Sudbury. Here are a few stories to get you started this Tuesday morning. Fatal single vehicle collision on Highway 144. Monday, the OPP say a single vehicle collision on Highway 144, Monday morning was fatal. Provincial police say officers with the Nipissing West OPP were advised at 10:14 a.m. Monday morning of the fatal single motor vehicle collision on Highway 144, north of Windy Lake Motel and south of Cartier, in the district of Sudbury. The highway was closed in both directions until Monday evening while officers investigated the crash. The driver of the vehicle was pronounced deceased at the scene. The deceased's name is not being released until the next of kin is notified. Members of the OPP Traffic Incident Management Enforcement Team, TIME, attended to process the scene. The investigation is still ongoing and further information will be released as it becomes available. Read the full story here. Workers' 2017 death at Chelmsford construction site determined to be accidental following 2 days of hearings August 9 and 10. A coroner's jury has determined the death of a Wequemcong man in August 2017 to be accidental, occurring as a result of injuries caused by collapsed roofing trusses at a residential construction site he was working on. Carl Peltier was working for ProSteel North, based in Wequemcong, at a private residential construction site in Chelmsford when the incident occurred. Peltier was fatally injured and another worker was wounded when the roof trusses they were installing collapsed on August 21, 2017. The inquest was held at the Manitoulin Hotel and Conference Center in Little Current, with Dr. Stephen Bodley presiding as inquest officer. Learn more on Sudbury.com's homepage. No injuries reported in early morning New Sudbury house fire. A heavy fire saw flames shooting through the roof of a New Sudbury home at approximately 1 a.m. Monday. The fire took place on Gemmell Street near Auger Avenue, at which Platoon Chief Andre Gruhl said all occupants were safely outside by the time firefighters arrived. The cause of fire and total damage estimates are not yet available, but Gruhl said, there's quite a bit of damage. According to a post on the Sudbury Professional Firefighters Association Facebook page, crews were met with heavy fire through the roof of the home upon arrival, prompting additional career crews to be called in. Fire crews from New Sudbury, Minnow Lake, Downtown and Long Lake attended to the scene, and successfully contained the fire before it could spread to adjacent homes. No injuries were reported. Read more here. Petition proponents want to kill the KED as the city of Greater Sudbury inches toward the Kingsway Entertainment District's eventual construction. An opposition group is striving to derail it and have the city start from scratch. As of today, a Change.org petition opposing the new arena and event center at the east side of Greater Sudbury on Kingsway Boulevard had nearly reached its goal of 2,500 signatures. Petition leader Patrick Crow said the 2,500 figure was arbitrary and that their actual goal is to gather as many signatures as possible in hopes of convincing City Council to cancel the project. The petition is designed for people to express their opposition to the KED for whatever reason, he said. We called for a referendum as a backup, but what we're actually asking them to do is stop the KED and begin the public consultation process again, from scratch. Learn more here. Nickel Belt and Sudbury NDP candidates launch joint office. Though it was an event tinged with sadness because it coincided with the 10th anniversary of former federal NDP leader Jack Layton's death, there was also hope for the future at the Sunday launch of the local NDP campaign headquarters. Home to the teams of both Nadia Varelli, the candidate for Sudbury, and Andre Anchenier, the Nickel Belt candidate, the location at 1486 LaSalle formerly housed the clothes store Edition L, and the candidates have had some fun with the remaining signage. A large sticker high on the wall promises, Fashion Democracy, brought to you by, with an orange NDP sticker below. Attended by approximately 25 volunteers and guests, the location allowed for social distancing and both COVID screening and vaccination requirements were in place. Read more here. Sudbury area residents ahead of the rest of Ontario in vaccination statistics. Sudbury is still a little bit ahead of the game when compared against the rest of Ontario for COVID-19 vaccine statistics. The Public Health Sudbury and District's weekly update, published Thursday afternoon, showed the percentages of Sudbury residents who have received the first and second dose of their vaccines as slightly ahead of the provincial statistics. The numbers were updated to 4 p.m. on August 18, 2021. The stats showed that overall, 82.3% of Sudbury and District's residents aged 12+ have received their first dose of a vaccine. This compared with 81.9% for all Ontario residents aged 12+, said the PHSD update. The stats also showed that 74.8% of Sudbury and District's residents aged 12+ have received their second vaccine dose, compared with 74.2% of residents in the rest of Ontario, of the same age. The health unit update provided fresh numbers for the vaccine program locally. Read the full story on Sudbury.com's homepage. Let's eat. Where to go if you're longing for a margarita and a vacation? Rosie's Corner. Many Sudburians have wintered in Mexico over the years, indulging in authentic Mexican cuisine and seaside margaritas. When they return home and long for the taste of deep-fried chimichangas and corn tortilla enchiladas, they head to Rosie's Corner, downtown at the corner of Durham and Larch Streets. Rosie's first opened its doors in 2016. Before that, Rosie Rio and her husband Ambrosio spent years selling Mexican food at the downtown farmers market, located in what is now the Laurentian University School of Architecture building. So many people would talk to me about their travels to Cozumel, Cancun or Acapulco and long for the food, Rosie said. Rosie saw a market to be pursued. Her sister also owns La Casa Mexicana. She was the reason Rosie first visited Sudbury in 1994. While the name Rosie's Corner comes from her name, it is also the name of her late mother's Mexican and seafood diner in Acapulco, where many tourists flocked. That is where Rosie learned to cook with her mother Angela taking the lead. Check out the full story here. Tuesday weather. Another hot summer day is ahead. Tuesday there will be a mix of sun and cloud. Wind becoming southwest 20 kilometers per hour late in the morning. High of 29 C, humidex 36 C, UV index 7 or high. Tuesday night there will be showers with a low of 18 C.